No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
Welcome into the Rockies Insider. I'm your Rockies Insider, Patrick Lyons, breaking down some of the greatest moments in All-Star Game history for the Colorado Rockies. Day two of the MLB draft. Yeah, there are some relatives of some notable ball players, including one Hall of Famer that the Rockies took on the second day of the 2025 MLB draft. Some more All-Star Week celebrations, including the Futures game. There was a lot going down this week in Atlanta. But for the Rockies, unfortunately, this is the fifth consecutive year with only one All-Star Game representative. This is now the longest streak without having multiple All-Stars in franchise history. Two consecutive years was the previous record. Hunter Goodman doing a lot of heavy lifting there late in the game on Tuesday night in Atlanta, coming in for Will Smith. The Rockies haven't had a player voted as an All-Star Game starter in a while as well. It sort of corresponds with them only getting one representative. That was Nolan Arenado in 2019, who was voted in. That year, Rockies had four All-Stars, you might recall, in Cleveland. It was Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story, Charlie Blackmon, David Dahl. Since introducing this new format for the All-Star Game voting online, Rockies haven't had somebody in the finals of Phase 2 throughout all of that. But you might have forgotten, and this is something, honestly, I forget from time to time for numerous reasons. I'll give you my excuse in just a second, but do you remember that in 2014, Troy Tulowitzki led all players in the National League with 5.3 million votes? Think about that. Think about that. In the baseball world, NL teams, AL teams, it doesn't matter because all baseball fans are voting on the All-Star Game. But the favorite player or the best player in the National League played for the Colorado Rockies. That's wild. Will we ever see that again? Will we ever see that again? Troy Tulowitzki, unfortunately, is just a forgotten member of this organization because of the way the two parted ways in 2015, or the way that the Rockies treated him and promising him that he wouldn't get traded and sort of doing it in the middle of the night on a road trip when he got dealt to the Toronto Blue Jays. Very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. And Tulo, not happy with the organization. And I think the Rockies would love to have him back in some form or fashion, but I don't know that Tulo is ready to let water under the bridge. I think Nolan Arenado is a lot closer to that. I think it's already under the bridge for Nolan. And for Tulo, that's not the case. But the organization is trying to get back in the good graces of Troy Tulowitzki. And, you know, they've been selecting some A lot more players at the University of Texas who have worked with Troy Tulowitzki, so they've been pumping up that connection as much as possible, despite the fact that Tulo hasn't given that love back, and understandably so. That is his prerogative, no doubt about it. But 2014 is a decade ago, but still, it happened where the baseball loving world loved Troy Tulowitzki more than any other player in the National League. That's wild. So my question to you is, what's more likely to happen again? A Rocky Leeds fan voting, or that a Rockies pitcher is selected as the starting pitcher for the All-Star game? Now, both have happened, as I said, Tulo in 2014, but Ubaldo Jimenez started the All-Star game in 2010. I don't know what is more likely to happen. I don't have an answer to that. I would love to give you my answer. You might have to reach out to me over on social media. My DMs are open. You can leave a comment too on the Rockies Insider channel on YouTube. I'm not sure what's most likely to happen again. As soon as you play the game of who, then it becomes maybe even more impossible. So it's just the concept of the Rockies just have definitively the best player versus having the best pitcher. And even having the best player isn't enough. It has to be the best player that fans love and idolize and look up to. That both seem almost impossible at this point. But it has happened before. It can happen again. Speaking of pitchers, who was the first Rockies pitcher to participate in the Midsummer Classic? It's the guy who gets crapped on far too much, Mike Hampton. Or as I like to call him, Hamptani. He should be referred to as Hamptani because he was a guy that could hit and could pitch. 2005, I had to look this up, crunching the numbers, my wonderful stats, my spreadsheets. 2005 was the last time, and I believe the only time, that a Rocky did not play in a game. That was it. Brian Fuentes was the lone Rocky. He did not pitch in that game. And after 2005, there's been only two other All-Star games in which no Rockies had a plate appearance. 2021, because Herman Marquez was the only representative, he pitched in that game, pitched well. So there wasn't a Rocky who took an at-bat, although that would have been cool for Marquez to be able to hit, because the pitcher did hit in 2021. They had the DH in 2020 because it was a health concern. We don't have to get into that, but okay, it was a health concern in 2020. Then, well, let's bring it back in 2021 so we can bargain bringing the DH in on a permanent basis in the National League. And then the only other year where there wasn't a Rocky to get an at-bat would have been 2010 when Ubaldo Jimenez was the starting pitcher. How many times has a Rocky hit a home run? A decent amount. The number is five. That number is five. That's pretty good. Elias Diaz, of course, in 2023, not that long ago. I think that's probably fresh in a lot of people's minds. He was the MVP in Seattle. So amazing to have been there for that and to go down into the tunnels and into the clubhouse and, you know, hold on to his jersey with Don Shestakovsky from Cooperstown Hall of Fame. That was awesome being there for that. I got to hold the Ted Williams MVP trophy as well, and I got some photographs of that. So there's going to be any All-Star game you'd want to be at. I mean, the one where your team's player wins the MVP, that's got to be number one, right? 2019, Charlie Blackmon homered in Cleveland. 2018, Trevor Story. That one was in Washington. I think I did have that flipped before in my head. 2008, Matt Holliday did it at the original Yankee Stadium. And then 2003 at Guaranteed Rate Field, or New Comiskey, Todd Helton homered. So if you're keeping track of that and you're looking for the most trivial of trivia questions, ask a hardcore Rockies fan, who is the only Rocky to homer in an All-Star game hosted by a National League team in a National League park? The answer, Trevor Story at Nationals Park in 2018. Hunter Goodman, four triples so far this season. Not bad for a catcher. Only one Rocky has ever tripled in the All-Star game. Ellis Burks, 1996 in Philadelphia. Multiple hits in the All-Star game. Only one has done it. Nolan Arenado, 2 for 2 in 2017. And how about stolen bases? None. There has never been a Rocky who has stolen a base. How about that? Day two of the MLB draft wrapped up on Monday. And I got to say, I do like a lot of the Rockies' day two picks. Maybe a little bit more than the last couple of years. Doesn't mean that much. You do want to get quantity. It's hard to get quality in day two or starting in the fourth round. But look, there are all-stars that were drafted on Monday from day two, from the fourth round and on. That just happens. Maybe the Rockies will be lucky enough to get one of those. In fact, that's another project to have to jump into. Rockies all-stars and where they were drafted. To my knowledge, I don't think there's really been any that were taken that late. I mean, Brad Hopp might be, and he was is he a second round pick? No, yeah, he was 11th round pick. So he'd have to be the highest 11th round pick. Other than that, we're looking at all first and second rounders for the Rockies. But I like the day two picks. In the fourth round, they went with 6'5 righty Riley Kelly from UC Irvine, drafted by the Diamondbacks in 2022, did not sign. This is a guy from UC Irvine who was actually a four-year scholar athlete in high school and was named the 2022 League Pitcher of the Year. And yeah, he has a quarterback pedigree, 3 years of football as the QB. So we know how the Rockies like their athletes and how they like their former quarterback. So Riley Kelly, you might be able to add him to that list. In the fifth round, outfielder Cam Nelson from Corey Sullivan's alma mater, Wake Forest. In the sixth round, might have been my favorite day two pick, Matt Klein from Louisville University. If you know anything about catchers from the University of Louisville, they've been pretty good lately. That's been a somewhat of a catching factory as of late. Both Dodgers catchers came through Louisville, Dalton Rushen and Will Smith. Klein, believe it or not, I don't even know how this is possible, but he was a five-year letterman in high school in Kentucky. So in eighth grade at 13, 14 years old, he's playing against 17, 18-year-old guys. I played with a kid who was 19 in high school. And this kid at 14 is playing against 18-year-olds. Pretty impressive. So I do like Matt Klein. Let's jump down to the eighth round pick, Tanner Thatch out of UNC Wilmington. He's listed as an infielder, but he played all of last year at first base. His great uncle, Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Catfish Hunter. Like those bloodlines. In the ninth round, catcher outfielder. He was a senior sign out of SUNY Binghamton. He's a left-handed bat, Zach Rogacki. He is from my neck of the woods in New Jersey. Jackson, New Jersey, the town right next door to mine. Very cool to see him into the organization. I will definitely be looking forward to catching up with him in spring training next year. In the 10th round, you got the biggest of the picks. In more ways than one, Austin Newton, the righty, is 6'6", and he's 245 pounds. In the 11th round, last guy I'll kind of really dig into, Zach Harris. He was a teammate of Charlie Condon last year at the University of Georgia, more of a relief option, but interesting angles on the day two draft. Two players from Canada, lefty Antoine Jean from University of Houston, and then righty Tyrell Chadwick from Illinois State. In high school, he attended an awesome school, great name, in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Okotoks Dogs Academy, and Dogs is D-A-W-G-S. Pretty cool. He is a second-generation big leaguer as well, or maybe he'll be a second-generation big leaguer. His father, Ray, played in the majors in 1986, an old dad, Ray Chadwick. Pretty cool there. And then John, who I mentioned, also from Canada, was a seventh-round pick by the Rockies. He had video game numbers as a lefty. He was a reliever. He is 23 years old, but again, was really solid. 5-1, 2.55 ERA, 110 strikeouts in 21 relief outings in 67 innings pitched for the University of Houston. Was named the 2025 Big 12 Conference Pitcher of the Year. First relief pitcher in Big 12 history to earn the honor. He had three players named Ethan, one named Easton, and that Easton, his last name is Marks. That rings a bell to any of the hardcores out there. Ethan Marks is a Denver native. He played varsity baseball at Arapahoe High School in Littleton, Colorado. He was named to the All-Centennial League first team as a senior a few years back. Rockies grabbed a bat with three of their first four picks, five of their first seven, seven of their first 10. So going very bat heavy before their final 11 picks were pitchers. Hopefully they'll find a diamond in the rough there, but going very much offense heavy in the 2025 MLB draft. What else do we have from this weekend? They did shift. And I think I do like that. They did shift the futures game to Saturday. I know there have been some other folks kind of chiding MLB for burying the futures game. It's always been buried because you have to play it on the weekend in which there's still regular season games. Can they get better at the timing of it or the timing of games? I think so. I think you could have a day game for the futures game and then all other.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All of their MLB games are at night, but a 7 o'clock game in New York is still going to be 4 o'clock in LA. So, you know, you're going to have a little difficulty there. But I think that's something that eventually they'll get figured out so that more people are paying attention to the futures game, because it's definitely something to pay attention to. And now the futures game and the draft no longer on the same day. On that futures game for the National League on Saturday, Charlie Condon batting cleanup for the NL. Love that. He started at first base. He did go hitless in three at-bats with two groundouts and a strikeout. But the other Rockies participant in that game, Wellington Herrera, he ended up picking up the save by recording the final out in the 4-2 win for the National League. I've said it before, Herrera will make his debut this year. His numbers have been really good, and he is a player that needs to be added to the 40-man roster this winter. So you might as well add him a couple months early, and you might as well allow him to get that debut, get that taste. And now he is working all offseason to keep the taste of steak in his mouth, because you do eat steak in the majors quite a lot. Herrera, 21 years old, is 3-0 with 15 saves this year, a 0.72 ERA with high A Spokane and double A Hartford. In his 17 appearances with Hartford, he's 2-0, 5-for-5 in save opportunities, and a 0.93 ERA. That's right, he's allowed only two earned runs in 19 and a third innings pitched, seven walks with 33 strikeouts. Guy might even be ready for AAA right now. Might even be ready for AAA right now. I do need to note that in this year's futures game, the National League won thanks to a three-run home run by, a Dodgers prospect, a 20-year-old Dodgers prospect, Josue DePaul. He just turned 20 in late May, and he's doing rather well in the High A Northwest League. And knowing that he worked out with Juan Soto, Ellie De La Cruz in the Dominican Republic this offseason only makes it that much more likely he's going to be the next Dodger All-Star in about, 2 years. Swingman Classic is another one of the newer events for Major League Baseball and the All-Star Game weekend. The Swingman Classic HBCU, that stands for the Historically Black Colleges and Universities, only the third year of this game, but they kept the All-Star Game tradition by having two managers that represent the host city. The NL squad was managed by Brian Jordan. The AL squad managed by David Justice. Brian Jordan is a player that I feel like doesn't get talked about enough in 2025. I mean, even the last 5 years, you know, Dion has obviously come to prominence. Certainly for everyone listening to this, or most folks listening to this, you're probably in the Rocky Mountain region, or you're a Rockies fan, or you pull for all things Colorado and the state of Colorado. So we know about Dion and his prowess and playing in both sports and how talented he was at both sports. But Brian Jordan, in many ways, was probably just a tick below Deion Sanders in every way. Now, on defense, you know, he was a great safety, also played for the Falcons, but you know, wasn't as good of a football player as Deion, but was definitely a better baseball player than Deion. Brian Jordan played for 15 seasons in the majors, played up until his age 39 season, and didn't make it to the majors until he was 25 years old. He was an all-star. He did get MVP votes in 3 different years, and he was a part of some really good St. Louis Cardinals teams in the mid-90s, went over to Atlanta, was successful there, played with the Dodgers for 2 years, and had a lot of success. So this is a guy that went to the postseason 5 different times. He was a very good baseball player. So did football, did baseball, and you know, probably deserves to get a little bit more love, a little bit more credit for what he was able to do, and should be remembered, you know, pretty fondly as an incredible athlete. And he's kind of, I don't know, he just kind of hasn't gotten his just desserts in many ways. Also at the Swingman Classic, HBCU, a couple more luminaries that were there. That was great to see. Both Griffey Jr., Griffey Sr., Dusty Baker there, Andre Dawson, the Hall of Famer, and also the soon-to-be official Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer now. I saw somewhere else where they were saying, you know, future Hall of Famer in reference to Billy Wagner, because, you know, his ceremony hasn't taken place yet. Maybe I'm just splitting hairs, but once you've been elected, you're a Hall of Famer. It's not future Hall of Famer. Sure, the ceremony hasn't happened yet, but you're a Hall of Famer once you've gotten voted in. So right now, it's got to be a pretty good time to be a fan of the Seattle Mariners. Between Cal Raleigh winning the home run derby on Monday night to the Mariners, you know, being in the hunt just a little bit going into the second half. They are 5 games back of the Houston Astros, but from the wild card perspective, you know, they do have the final wild card slot. And then you got Ichiro Suzuki going in to Cooperstown into the Baseball Hall of Fame this summer. So the month of July, really good month for Seattle Mariners fans. There was an article that I didn't get a chance to read, kind of hypothesizing perhaps or speculating how many fans from Japan are going to make the trip to the Hall of Fame. That's something that I'm going to miss out this summer. I used to go there a lot more often when I lived in New Jersey. I do miss the Hall of Fame. I've still gone back a couple times since being in Colorado this past decade plus. But that will be really cool to be able to share baseball with a lot of Japanese baseball fans. That's going to be a special one for anyone who's out there for that. If you are, let me know. I got some recommendations. I love being a planner of trips for folks and say, hey, you got to check out this spot. Go over here. Here's the workaround with this. Cautious of that. It's worth paying a couple extra bucks for this. I love doing that and sharing my experiences. So share those experiences with me. If you are going to Cooperstown this summer, you can do that over on social media at Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons MLB, as well as the Rockies Insider channel over on YouTube. Appreciate you dropping by to this audio-only edition of the pod. Love the momentum you've provided me here today. But that kind of momentum, well, it's only as good as my next show. So, of course, I'll talk to you then.